Learning Sefer Tehillim with the commentary of Ma'am Lois, this is Shir number 60. May the learning of Torah be a merit for myself, yourself, for listening to this tape or CD, or to any of our hundreds of Torah Shiurim lectures online at EnglishTorahTapes.com. May the learning of Torah also be a merit to the memory of Aaron Fuchs, Shimon and Hinda Manila, of blessed memory. We are holding in chapter 107, Pasuk 13. Vayizaku el Hashem, Batzar lahem, Mimtu kosehem yoshiem. They cried out to Hashem in their distress, and He saved them out of their troubles. After they humbled their hearts and realized that there was no way out, they cried out to Hashem in their distress. What did they say? May Hashem bring them out of their troubles. Once they reached the condition where they realized that their own strength, riches, and wisdom were of no avail, they were stirred with remorse. They cried out to Hashem in their distress. When evil beset them, they called to their friends for help, but the friends did not come. Once they saw that they stumbled, and there was none to help, they cried out to Hashem in their distress, and He saved them out of their troubles. Their troubles here emphasizes they had brought these troubles upon themselves. The plural troubles alludes to the heat, hunger, and thirst, and the dread of wild animals. Pasuk 14. Yotzi'em bechoshech v'tzalmoves u'mosfoseihem yinatek. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and tore their bands asunder. Immediately after they cried out, He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and tore their bands asunder. Similarly, it says, You have loosed my bands. It's going to be in the next two psukim. I'm going to learn that. Pasuk 15. Yoridu la'ashem chastoiv nifloosav ne'odam. Let him give thanks to Hashem for His loving kindness and for His wondrous works to the children of men. Therefore, let him also immediately give thanks to Hashem for His loving kindness. Let them narrate His wondrous works to the children of men. Pasuk 16. Ki shibar dalsois nachoshes of riche barzel gideya. For He has broken the gates of brass and cut asunder the bars of iron. What is it they should narrate? Let him recount that Hashem has broken the gates of brass, the brass-plated gates of the prison where they were imprisoned, and cut asunder the bars of iron of the prison gates. This is a figurative description of the means used by Hashem to bring out of the darkness and into the great light. Because He wanted to bring them deliverance, He arranged for a pattern of events whereby He shattered the gates of brass and they were able to flee the country. When interpreted as referring to the Egyptian exile in Exodus, the pasuk alludes to the teaching that the land of Egypt was rendered impenetrable by various magical means to prevent slaves from escaping. This was accomplished in the following manner. At each of the 10 gates of Egypt, a different beast was stationed, a lion, a lamb, and so forth. When someone exited through a particular gate, the creature raised a hue and cried throughout the land of Egypt. This identified the gate through which the slave escaped, and he was then quickly apprehended. Accordingly, it says here, for He has broken the gates of brass, the gates of the city which had been treated magically, and cut asunder the bars of iron. The bars were man-made barriers, and thus easier to circumvent, for Egypt was a land of great breadth. Pasuk Yud Zayin 17. Avilim miderach pisham umeavonoseihem isanu. The foolish were afflicted according to the way of their sin and for their iniquities. Having already spoken of those lost in the desert and of the imprisoned, the singer now mentions the sick. They are called the foolish because for the most part, illness is due to the foolish health habits of people who eat too much or drink too much. As it says, the foolishness of a man perverts his way and his heart frets against Hashem. It's a passage that's found in Mishlei. Accordingly, he says here, the foolish were afflicted according to the way of their sin and for the way of their iniquities. Thus, our sages also teach that a person does not commit a sin unless a spirit of foolishness has entered him. Why are they foolish? but they ascribe everything to chance. According to the way of their sin means they become so rooted in sin, their hearts are incapable of accepting rules of morality. Accordingly, they are afflicted by illness on account of their iniquities. Another interpretation says they are foolish because they do not consider the reasons and circumstances whereby they transgressed. A subtle interpretation says their foolishness lies in this, that they attempt to honor their obligations by fasting. And the word is anu in our pasuk. Following the fast, they foolishly eat and drink and indulge in pleasure. In fact, however, their soul abhorred all manner of food, and they drew near to the gates of death. Despite this, Hashem hears their prayer. Pasuk Yudches, Pasuk 18. Called Oichel to Saev Nafsham Yagiu Ad Shari Bavis. Their soul abhorred all manner of food, and they drew near to the gates of death. The sick abhor all manner of food, including food that a healthy person finds delicious. In their weakness, they draw near to the gates of the house of death. Then the only thing separating from them death is their surrendering to it. Pasuk Yutes, Pasuk 19. Vayizaku el Hashem, Betzar lohem, Mimtu kosehem yoshiem. They cried out to Hashem in their distress, and He saved them out of their troubles. Because no physician had the power to cure them, they cried out to Hashem in their distress, and He saved them out of their troubles. The singer emphasizes that no man anywhere can help the afflicted mentioned above, for it was decreed that they should suffer these afflictions. Those familiar with the ways of the desert are of no help to those who wandered in the wilderness in a desolate way, nor can those who consult omens help them. They can only cry out to Hashem. This is true as well for the imprisoned, the sick, and the sailors and the ship captains. All their wisdom was swallowed up. Pasuk Chof, Pasuk 20. Yishlach davaro v'yirpoem yimalit mishchi so sum. He sends His word and heals them and rescues them from their destructions. Their healing will not come by means of medications, but by His word. He sends His word and heals them. Hashem will proclaim a decree that they be healed and that they be saved from their destructions. Their destructions, mashchi so sum, refers to their graves, as it says, for his soul draws near to the pit. Pasuk that's found in Sefer Iyov. Unlike human healers who heal by doing, Hashem's healing is by His word. That is to say, His will rescues them from their destructions. He saved them from the grave to which they were close. They drew near to the gates of death, yet He saved them. In human healing, the curing of one illness is followed by the onset of other illnesses. Indeed, the very remedies themselves may bring on other illnesses, but when Hashem heals, He also rescues them from other destructions. A human being does not always merit to have good doctors. He then requires saving as well from their destructions. The destruction brought by doctors who make faulty diagnoses and prescribe the wrong medicines. But Hashem is a faithful physician. He sends His word and heals them, also rescues them from their destructions. Therefore, let them give them thanks to Hashem for His loving kindness. Do not think, as do the masses, that the physician saves. In the case of King Chizkiyahu, we find, moreover, that Yeshayahu said, "Take a cake of figs." And he took and laid it on the festering place, and he recovered. The pasuk that is found in Melachim Beis. He was cured, even though figs are usually harmful. Accordingly, the singer says he sends His word and heals them, and rescues them from their destructions. So, let them give thanks to Hashem for His loving kindness and for His wondrous works to the children of men. The pasuk is also explained in accordance with the teaching of our sages, cited earlier, that one is not healed of his diseases unless his sins have been forgiven. Then, however, Hashem sends His word and heals the sick. He rescues them as well from their destructions. He keeps them from going down into the pit for their iniquities. Pasuk Chof Aleph, Pasuk 21. Yodu LaHashem Chasto V'Nifla'osav V'Nei Odom. Let them give thanks to Hashem for His loving kindness and for His wondrous works to the children of men. People who attend to the sick are best aware of the wonders that Hashem performs for their patients. So let them give thanks to Hashem for His loving kindness and for His wondrous works to the children of men. Pasuk Chav Beis. Pasuk 22. Let them offer the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare His works by songs of praise. Following their deliverance, let them offer the sacrifices, for the thanksgiving offering is brought after one is rescued from danger. Let them declare His works by songs of praise. They should declare that Hashem saved them, not the doctors. Let them proclaim it out loud and in public for all to hear. Sacrifices are mentioned here only in connection with the sick. The reason is that an illness usually lasts a long time, and as their condition slowly improves, the people vow to offer sacrifices in order to recover fully. When they are completely well, they then offer the sacrifices. This does not mean that those who are saved from other afflictions do not offer sacrifices. But people do so mostly when they have been ill. Pasuk Chav Gimel, Pasuk 23. Yor de hayom bo anios osei melocha b'mayim rabim. They who go down to the sea in ships, who do the work in great many waters. Having spoken of the other three categories of people who are under obligation to give thanks, the Torah mentions the fourth category, namely those who are exposed to the dangers of sea travel. They go down to the sea in ships refers to the fact that ships have a deep hold. Another reason is that the shore appears higher than the sea, and those who travel by sea thus seem to be descending. The singer refers to the great sea, the Mediterranean, and hence that the ships travel through many waters. There is a great deal of work to do in running a ship, signaling and flying the banner, unfurling the mast, handling the ropes, attending to the navigation instruments and other necessary implements on a ship at sea. Traveling by riverboat does not require such a great expenditure of effort. They who go down to the sea in ships, there is a tradition that King David never in his life traversed the sea. Accordingly, the following pasuk also says, "These saw the works of Hashem and His wonders in the deep. They saw He did not." Some say that His wonders in the deep refers to the tradition that it is impossible to traverse the northern regions of the sea because of perpetual storms, for Hashem left the north side unfinished. His wonders refers to that wide open northern region. Pasuk 24. Hemo ro'u maaseh Hashem v'nifla'osa b'msula. These saw the works of Hashem and His wonders in the deep. They who go down to the sea in ships and pass through many waters saw the works of Hashem and His wonders in the deep. What they saw is depicted in the psukim that follow. Pasuk Chav Hei, Pasuk 25. Vayomer vayamed ruach sa'ara vatromim galav. For He commanded and raised the stormy wind which lifted up its waves. When they went down to the sea in ships, the sea was calm. But then He commanded and raised the stormy wind which lifted up its waves. During a sea storm, the ship rises and falls. Pasuk Chav Vav, 26. Yalu shemayim yerdu sahomos nafsham v'ro'oth tismogog. They mounted up to the heaven, they went down to the deeps, their soul melted away with trouble. The people on the ship mounted up to the heaven, thrust high by the waves, then they went down to the deeps as the ship plunged downward. During this time, their soul melted away with trouble, they were in terror of being drowned. Pasuk 27. Yachogu v'yonu'u kashikor v'chol chachmosum tizbalo. They reeled to and fro and staggered like a drunken man, and all their wisdom was swallowed up. The singer depicts the helplessness of the ship's crew. Due to the ship's violent motions, they reeled in fright to and fro and staggered like a drunken man. They behaved as if all their wisdom about navigating a ship was swallowed up. The ship seemed doomed and their wisdom useless. Alternatively, tispala means will be covered, as in, but they will not go in to see when the holy things are covered, lest they die, the pasuk that's found in Chumash Bamidbar. In the fury of the sea, they lack the strength to stand firmly on the ship or even to sit in one place. All their wisdom to do the work in great waters has been as if swallowed up. Despite the sailors' wisdom about handling a ship, they are incapable of standing up to the stormy wind. Out of control, the vessel moves to and fro, up and down. Pasuk Chavches, Pasuk 28. Vayitzaku el Hashem v'tzar lahem umim tukoseihem yotzim. They cried out to Hashem in their distress, and He saved them out of their troubles. Hashem drew them out of their distress amidst the raging rage. Alternatively, He drew them out of the sea. Here the term Yoshiem denotes deliverance. Earlier it says Yatzilem, which is a weaker expression. This means that theirs was then only a partial deliverance. While wandering in the wilderness, Hashem opened their eyes and they beheld a road. He thus saved them, Yatzilem, from destruction in the wilderness. But they had not yet reached their desired haven. In contrast, when one comes out of prison, his deliverance is immediate. Hence it says there, Yoshi'em. Similarly, when He sends His word and heals the sick man, that is a complete deliverance. Hence it says there that He saved Yoshi'em them out of their troubles. Pasuk 29. Yokem Sa'ora Litmoma Vayechashuk Aleihem. He made the storm a calm so that its waves were still. Hashem responded to their cry. He made the storm a calm, removed the wind from the sea so that its waves were still. At the outset, they were troubled that the wind stood. Literally, the reading of Vayama Ruach, they could not get their ship to move. But then they were beset by another distress. The powerful stormy wind lifted up the waves. Eventually, however, He made the storm of just the right calm so that its waves were still, and yet the ship moved. Pasuk 30. Vayismuchu chi yishtoku veyanchem el machoz chevtzam. Then they were glad because they were quiet, and He led them into their desired haven. Pasuk 31. Yodu l'Hashem chastom nifloosav v'nei Adam. Let them give thanks to Hashem for His loving kindness and for His wondrous works to the children of men. They who go down to the sea were glad that the waves were quiet, and He led them into their desired haven. They reached the haven that they craved. They came ashore. Our sages teach if one dreams of having entered a city, his desires are fulfilled. For it says, He led them into their desired haven. Those who finally reach their destination should also give thanks to Hashem for His loving kindness and for His wondrous works to the children of men. Pasuk 32. V'romemuhu b'kal om u'v'moshav zakenim yahaleluhu. Let them exalt Him also in the assembly of the people and praise Him in the seat of the elders. The Torah depicts two forms of thanksgiving. For one, exalt Him also in the assembly of the people, or else praise Him in the seat of the elders. These two forms of thanksgiving pertain to all four categories of people who must give thanks. According to our Chachamim, our sages, the first form of thanksgiving must be expressed in the presence of a quorum of 10 people, since it says here in the assembly of the people. These must include at least 2 Torah sages, since it says elders in the plural form. Thanksgiving must be offered not only by those who survived a storm at sea. Anyone who completes a sea voyage must then give thanks, even if the waters were calm at his departure and throughout his journey to the haven of his desire. They must not only utter words of thanks, but offer the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare His works by songs of praise. For these saw the works of Hashem and His wonders in the deep. Many times one runs into a stormy wind, but He has made the storm a calm. So let them exalt Him also in the assembly of the people and praise Him in the seat of the elders. The Medrash says, when the people of Israel acclaim the Holy One through song and praise, He rises in the supernal realm and declares, "See how my children praise and glorify me." When one acknowledges and gives thanks to Hashem for the miracles that He performed for him, then Hashem performs additional miracles for that person. He then also exalts him in the future. Thus the singer says, "If you would give thanks to Hashem for His loving kindness and for His wondrous works to the children of men, then you will exalt Him also in the assembly of the people and praise Him in the seat of the elders for other miracles." Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Pasuk 33. Yosem Nahoros Nevidbor Motsoe Mayim Mesimon. He turns rivers into a wilderness and water springs into a thirsty ground. Regarding the four categories of people who are under obligation to give thanks, the Torah depicted the wonders of Hashem in bringing about certain things and their opposites. That is, bringing affliction and deliverance. Here, it continues by describing other wonders involving opposite things. All the manifestations of divine providence in accordance with the merits and demerits of the person affected. Thus it says, he turns rivers into a wilderness. He dries up and flattens rivers until they become arid ground like a desert. He turns water springs into a thirsty ground. Pasuk 34. Eretz Puri Limlecho Meruaz Yoshvevo. A fruitful land into a salt waste for the wickedness of those who dwell therein. Pasuk 35. Yosem Midbor Lagam Mayim Be'eretz Siyo Lemotsoe Moyim. He turns the wilderness into a pool of water and a dry land into water springs. The Torah now goes on to describe this matter of opposites. The very same wilderness was previously a fruitful land, but Hashem turned it into a salt waste. The land that was turned into a dry land is now again turned into water springs as at first. The fruitful land turns into a wasteland of salt where seeding cannot succeed. Thus it says similarly, the whole land is brimstone and salt and burning, that it is not sown. The pasuk is found in the Chumash Devarim. This will all come about on account of the wickedness of those who dwell therein. Beginning here, the Torah describes the troubles that can befall those who dwell in settlements, who have never in their lives even seen a wilderness or the sea. This refers to afflictions of settled areas, as when he turns rivers into a wilderness and water springs into thirsty ground, or when a fruitful land is turned into a salt waste for the wickedness of those who dwell therein. The Torah alludes to Sodom and Gomorrah. At the outset of all, the water came to an end, and then it became a pillar of salt. Pasuk 36. Vayoshev sham re'evim vayechonenu ir moshev. There he makes the hungry dwell, and they establish a city of habitation. The people who inhabited those places fled because of hunger. Now he once again settles them there, and they establish a city of habitation. They found a city fit for human habitation, as it was originally. Pasuk 37. Vayizru'u sodois vayitu charamim vayasu pri tevua. And sow fields and plant vineyards which yield a fruitful harvest. These people were helped out of their distress, just as those four categories of people mentioned earlier were rescued from their distress. Pasuk 38. Vayivorchem vayirbu ma'od vehemtam lo yamid. He also blessed them, and they multiplied greatly, and he did not decrease their cattle. He blessed them with riches, possessions, and honor, and they multiplied greatly with children. What is more, he did not decrease their cattle. No animal miscarried, and none was barren. Notwithstanding that the people increased in number, which naturally means that they consumed a great deal of meat, this did not decrease their cattle. A subtle interpretation is based on the teaching of our sages that Hebron was located on rocky ground. How was it then that Absalom went to bring lambs from Hebron? The answer given is that since the ground was not fit for planting, sheep were raised there. One can infer that where there are plantations, there are no sheep. But the pasuk here says the opposite. Although it says earlier, and sow fields and plant vineyards which yield a fruitful harvest, still he also blessed them, and they multiplied greatly, and he did not decrease their cattle. Pasuk 39. Vayim'atu vayishochu me'otze ro v'yogon. After they had been diminished and crushed by oppression, evil, and sorrow. The singer contrasts their present wealth being with the previous condition, when they had been diminished and crushed by oppression, evil, and sorrow. According to the Targum, the singer says here that the Jews reverted to sin, whereupon they were diminished and crushed by oppression, evil, and sorrow. Before, out of great well-being, They strolled with arrogance, but now they were depressed and walked bent over, oppressed by evil and sorrow. They were oppressed by evil rulers who caused them sorrow. Just as they had been blessed by the will of Hashem, so were they diminished and crushed by oppression, evil, and sorrow to a divine decree. Pasuk 40. Shofech booze on the divim v'yaseim b'sohu lo dorach. He pours contempt upon nobles and makes them wander in the wasteland where there is no way. In his supervision of the world, Hashem also performs other turnabouts. For one, he pours contempt upon nobles. If those who were once honored commit transgression, he makes them contemptible and makes them wander in the wasteland where there is no way. He causes them to become so lost that they lose the means and the sagacity to save themselves from evil. He turns their understanding backwards, notwithstanding that they are wise men. The nobles who trust in their money and high station are brought by the Holy One to a place where neither their wisdom nor their wealth is of any use to them. They become contemptible because he makes them wander in the wasteland where there is no way. Some interpret the pasuk as referring to the kings of Gog and Magog, as it says, "The stout-hearted are bereft of sense. They wander in the wasteland where there is no way." Pasuk 41. Vayisagiv evyon me'oni vayosem katzon mishpochos. But the needy one he secures from poverty and increases families like a flock. The needy lack all things, and the Holy One secures them from poverty. The barren crave for offspring, and he increases families like a flock. Hashem grants them the strength to propagate large families. Pasuk 42. Yiru yushorim v'smochu v'chol avlo kovtso piha. The upright see it and are glad, and all iniquity shuts its mouth. The upright will be glad for two reasons. For one, they will behold the good that Hashem performs for the needy but upright people. Secondly, they will behold the bad that he brings down upon the evildoers. Hence, they will thus also expect to receive the good on account of their uprightness, and to be spared the bad. But all men of iniquity will shut their mouths to keep from speaking, for they will fear the ways of Hashem, who repays with good to the good and with bad to the bad. The Singer concludes, all these categories of people are required to give thanks, and in the end they will see that their deliverance. They will then be glad that they trust in Hashem, but the evildoers who deny him will shut their mouths. Pasuk 43. Mi chacham beyishmor elev yisbonenu chasdei Hashem. Whoever is wise, let him observe these things, and let him consider the acts of loving kindness by Hashem. Upon completion of the psalm, the singer says, whoever is wise, let him observe these things. Let him guard all the aforementioned things in his heart. Let him consider, let those who understand consider the acts of loving kindness by Hashem that he performs for the upright. They will then be inspired to make their own hearts upright. In the conclusion, the singer declares that the wise man will ponder all the things said in this psalm and so recognize that everything is in the hand of Hashem. He elevates and he demeans, he makes rich and he brings down. He crushes and he heals. Notwithstanding that, in this world Hashem may grant serenity to the wicked and affliction to the righteous, the wise man sees that in most things the Holy One is a God of faithfulness and without iniquity. A pasuk is found in Chumash Devarim. Thus, despite his perplexity, he will believe that there is justice in everything and that Hashem knows why things are as they are. According to the Targum, Psalm speaks of the exodus of Egypt, the journey of the Jews in the wilderness, and their subsequent entry into the land of Israel. It also refers to their departure into exile in Babylon, where they cried out to Hashem and he saved them. He explains that the foolish were afflicted according to the ways of their sin. It refers to King Chizkiyahu when he refused to marry and have children. They who go down into the sea in ships pertains to the sailors of the ship boarded by the prophet Jonah. They cried out to Hashem, and he made the storm a calm. The present pasuk also points to the pasuk, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, but let him that glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me, for in these things I delight, says Hashem. This is a pasuk, or two psukim that are found in Sefer Yirmiyahu. Thus the singer says here, and let them consider the acts of loving kindness by the Lord. A subtle interpretation says, whoever is wise, let him observe these things. Let him gird himself with patience and wait, for he will see finally that everything is for the good. Then he will consider the acts of loving kindness by Hashem, who grants to each man in accordance with his work, as brought down in Sefer Mishlei. The Baal Shem Tov instituted that this psalm be recited prior to the Mincha service on Fridays. Chapter 108, Pasuk 1. Shir Mizmor LeDavid, a song, a psalm of David. The present psalm is a continuation of the previous psalm that spoke about the exile of the Jewish people in the future. Earlier it said that a person should properly trust in Hashem even when he himself does not take any action. Let him at all times thank Hashem, for his loving kindness endures forever. Let him not despair of his compassion even during the present golus, present exile. The present psalm comprises two concluding parts of other psalms. One is Psalm 57, which begins, favor me with grace, O Hashem, favor me with grace. And included here is the last section of that psalm, namely verse Psukim 108 through from Pasuk Beis through Pasuk Vav, from Pasuk 2 to Pasuk 6. The concluding section of the present psalm, 7 to 14, consists of the final section of Psalm 60. Although the phrasing in some of those verses is slightly modified here, the meaning is the same. These two psalms relate to David having been saved on two occasions. He was saved from Sha'ul, and he was victorious over Edom. He addressed the two events in the present single psalm, thus to thank Hashem for both deliverance at the same time. Hence, it says here, a song, a psalm of David. It is both a song vocalized and a psalm with musical accompaniment. The one psalm offers praise to Hashem for those acts of beneficence. Pasuk Beis. Nachon libi elikim oshir v'zam v'af kevodi. My heart is steadfast, O Hashem. I will sing and I will sing praises, even with my glory. The singer calls out, my heart steadfast, O Hashem, I will sing and I will sing praises even with my glory. When I sing to you, my heart, the dwelling place of my life force, will participate, and so will my glory, the dwelling place of my intelligence. When a man trusts in Hashem's deliverance, he is assured of success. As David HaMelech said, though war should rise up against me, even then I will be confident. Here it says, because my heart is steadfast, I firmly believe in Hashem's deliverance. I will sing, and I will sing praises to Hashem. I do so even though the deliverance has not yet come. I do not despair of the redemption during the long-lasting exile. My heart is steadfast concerning the redemption, so I will sing, and I will sing praises. Despite my melancholy and my anguish, at all times my heart is ready and willing to sing to you. Even my glory, my soul, is at all times ready to sing to you. According to the Medrash, David says, I will prepare my heart so that my prayer will be as an incense offering before you. Thus it says, let my prayer be set forth as incense before you. Whereupon Hashem says, even as you prepare your prayer, so do I prepare your throne. Thus it says, your throne will be firmly prepared forever. The pasuk that's found in Sefer Shmuel Beis. Pasuk 3. Ura hanevel vechino o ira shochar. Awake, lyre and harp, I will waken thee dawn. Figuratively, the singer turns to the musical instruments, the lyre and the harp, and says, awake, lyre and harp, I will wake the dawn. Stir yourselves, lyre and harp, and play beautifully when I will awake the dawn. I wake up at dawn and rise from my couch to sing and play. Dawn is the right time for doing so, as it says, when the morning stars sang together. A pasuk that's found in Sefer Iyov. I will sing and I will sing praises to you for the kingship that you have granted me. Thus David said, who am I, O Hashem? And what is my house that you have brought me thus far? It's found in Shmuel Beis. The term Halom denotes kingship, as it says about Shaul, as the man come here, Halom, Pasuk Shmuel Aleph. Our sages teach, David never overslept a single dawn, but would awaken the dawn, for a harp was suspended at the head of his bed, and at nighttime he would rise to play. I will awake the dawn. The beginning letters of the words Eira Shachar spell out Eish, fire, an allusion to the Torah. There is no Torah song except at nighttime. Pasuk 4. Old Chava Amim Hashem Bazamercha Bal Umim. I will give thanks to you, Hashem, among the nations. I will sing praises to you among the peoples. Having said, I will sing and I will sing praises, the singer adds that the songs and praises will be offered with great publicity. They will be witnessed by all nations and peoples. Pasuk 5. Ki godo me'al shumayim chastecho v'at shachoki mamitecho. For your loving kindness is great above the heavens and your truth to the skies. The Torah depicts the great loving kindness and faithfulness of Hashem. For your loving kindness is great above the heavens and your truth to the skies. This alludes to two forms of divine beneficence towards mankind, corresponding to loving kindness and corresponding to truth. The singer says, in the name of the congregation of Israel, although I'm in exile, I will give thanks to you, O Hashem, among the nations. The previous pasuk we just learned. I will give thanks for the bad as for the good, for your loving kindness is also preserved for the world to come, as it says, for your loving kindness is great above the heavens and your truth to the skies. Loving kindness in relation to Hashem, this is truth, and in our estimate, it is loving kindness. I will give thanks to you and sing your praises, not only in the midst of the people of Israel, but before all nations and peoples. I will be unable to restrain my rejoicing. Pasuk Vav, Pasuk 6. Ruma al shamayim alekim bal kol ha'oretz kvodecha. Be you exalted, O Hashem, upon the heavens, and be your glory over all the earth. Here it says, above the heavens, while earlier it said, for your loving kindness is great to the heavens. Our sages explain, here it pertains to those occasions when they act without ulterior motive. There it pertains to those occasions when they act with ulterior motives, and so receive a lesser measure. Accordingly, the singer now says, be exalted, exalt yourself, so that you will magnify your loving kindness upon us more than upon the heavens. Then your glory will be more renowned over all the earth, for everyone will then glorify you. Pasuk 7. That your beloved ones may be rescued, deliver with your right hand and answer me. Your right hand that drew back before the enemy, let it now turn about and wage war for us. Thereby your beloved ones may be rescued, for they cannot be saved unless you help them. Pasuk Ches. Alekim diber bekotcho elozo achalko shechem ve'emek sukos amadei. Hashem has spoken by His Holiness that I would exalt, I would apportion Shechem and measure out the valley of Sukkos. Hashem has spoken by His Holiness to the prophet Shmuel, and I would exalt in the future. I would apportion Shechem and measure out the valley of Sukkos. I will divide Shechem to the princesses of Shechem. I will also measure with a rope the cities found in the valley of Sukkos, and also apportion them. The Torah lists the places located in the portion of Ish-Boshet, the son of Shaul, whom Avner crowned as king over the land portion of Gilad and Manasseh after the death of his father. However, a divine oath had promised that kingship would belong to David, as it says, I have sworn by my holiness, surely I will not be false to David. Here the Torah does not mention an oath, only that Hashem has spoken. It is to indicate the glory of Hashem, whose word is an oath. measure out the valley at Sukkot. According to tradition, this is the terminal border of the land of Israel, as it says, from the river of Mitzrayim, which means the valley of Sukkot. Hashem has spoken by His Holiness through the prophet Nathan, saying, "But I will give you rest from all your enemies, and your house and your kingdom will be established forever." A pasuk that's found in Shmuel Beis. "Then it will come to pass that I will apportion Shechem." That is to say, I will eliminate all quarrels between cities about their respective boundaries. Some explain that David is talking about the kingship of the house of David that will last forever. Thus, our forefather Yaakov had promised that the staff will not depart from Yehuda, nor the scepter from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and the obedience of the people be his. Here he mentions the promise of building the Beis Hamikdash. Hashem spoke in His Holiness, the holy place, that I would exalt. Hashem promised me that in the holy temple I will exalt and rejoice with an absolute joy. There is also the promise that the kingdom of the house of David will then never again be divided. Unlike what happened at the beginning stage of the kingship of the house of David in the days of Rehoboam. Pasuk 9. Li Gilad li Menashe v'Ephraim mo'uz roshi Yehuda mechokiki. Gilad is mine, Menashe is mine, Ephraim also is the stronghold of my head, Yehuda is my scepter, that's the lawgiver. Hashem promised me that Gilad is mine, Menashe is mine, Ephraim also is the stronghold of my head, its fortified cities will serve as the stronghold of my kingdom. The scribes of Yehuda will serve as my scribes. The royal scribes are men of very high stature who are entrusted with all the secrets of the kingdom. Alternatively, Mechokike means my lawgivers. Yehuda will give rise to those who enact the laws of the kingdom. The Torah mentions certain locations in the land portion of Yosef, thus alluding to what Yechezkel said, "And they will become one in your hand, and they will no more be divided into two kingdoms." Sukkim that are found in Sefer Yechezkel. Full kingship will be vested in David. Gilad is mine. Although Gilad is a city of those who commit iniquity polluted with blood, as found in Hosea, still they will obey my discipline. Two, the tribes of Ephraim, Menashe, and Yehuda, known for their mighty warriors, will all obey me. Pasuk Yud. Pasuk 10. Moav Sir Rachzi al Edom Ashlich Nali Alei Pleshes Esro'ah. Moav is my wash basin. Upon Edom I cast my shoe. Over Philistia I cry aloud. Hashem has also promised me that Moav is my wash basin. This is a humiliating expression which compares the kingdom of Moab to a pot into which the water used to wash one's feet is poured. Upon Edom I cast my shoe, like a man casting his torn shoe on a garbage heap. This is a figurative expression for the subjugation of Edom. Over Philistia I cry aloud. I will sound the blast of war to vanquish her. Similarly it says in Yeshayahu, Hashem will cry, indeed roar, he will show himself mighty against his foes. Our sages have expounded, Moab is my wash basin, upon Edom I cast my shoe, over Philistia I cry aloud. Hashem said to the Jewish people, wait for me, when the time for Edom comes, I will tread it down. It's a pasuk that we're going to learn in the next few psukim, pasuk Yudalit. Now we're holding by pasuk 11, Mi yovileni ir mitzor mi nochani ad Edom. Who will bring me into the fortified city? Who will lead me to Edom? The singer repeats the divine promise, declaring, without Hashem's help, who will bring me into the fortified city? Who will lead me to Edom? This would be impossible without His help. Rashi explains that this pertains to the days of Mashiach. Who will bring me to the days of the Mashiach to extend a hand against Edom? Who will take his fortified cities? Hashem will do so, since he has already led me once to victory against Edom. Pasuk Yud Beis, Pasuk 12. Halo elohim zenachtonu velo seitzei lehim betziv oseinu. But it is you, Hashem, you have forsaken us, and you do not go forth, O Hashem, with our host. Now David prays to Hashem for deliverance from Hatzetzer, as found in Shmuel. But it is you, Hashem, you who were previously our help, that now you have forsaken us. So I entreat you, give us help against the adversary. The Chachamim, the sages, relate this pasuk to Bar Kochva, who proclaimed, "Do not go forth, O Hashem, with our host," and was punished. Pasuk Yud Gimel, pasuk 13. Hava lanu Ezros mitzor v'shov teshuas Adam. Give us help against the adversary, for vain is the help of man. The adversary is Hadek Zeker. I ask only for your help, for vain is the help of man. You yourself, in your glory, be our help, for vain is the help of man. Help that comes at the hand of man does not last. Similarly, Yaakov prayed, "I wait for your deliverance, O Hashem." Pasuk is found in Chumash Bereishis. By Hashem's help, relief comes out of the stress itself. Thus it says, "Give us help against the adversary himself, for vain is the help of man." Everything is from Hashem. The Medrash says, "But Israel will be delivered in the Lord within the everlasting deliverance," a pasuk that is found in Sefer Yeshayahu. "Because your redemption is an everlasting redemption, it will be an everlasting deliverance." Pasuk 14. Belekim nasa choyel v'hu yavu sorenu. Through Hashem we will do valiantly, for He it is who will tread down our adversaries. Please turn the tape over to side B. And as is his way, David concludes the psalm with an affirmation of trust. "Through Hashem we will do valiantly, for He it is who will tread down our adversaries. We will overcome our enemies, not by our strength, but by His great strength of, as brought down the Sefer Yeshayahu. He will tread down and cast down our enemies until they are our servants." It is indicated here that success in war depends on Torah study. Our sages declare regarding David and Yoav, "If not for David having occupied himself with Torah study, Yoav would not wage war." Thus it says here, "Through Hashem we will do valiantly. We will be valorous at Torah study and performance of mitzvahs, and He will tread down our adversaries." When one is successful, let him worry about vindictiveness, as the Chovos HaLevavos writes. That is the intent here of "through Hashem," the attribute of stringent judgment. "We will do valiantly." A man who conducts himself in this fashion does not fear his enemies. As it says, "When a man's ways please Hashem, he makes even his enemies be at peace with him." A pasuk that is found in Sefer Mishlei. Hence, it says here, "For He it is who will tread down our adversaries. They should not raise their heads. Therefore, be honest in commercial transactions." According to the Talmud, the essence of piety depends on whether one foregoes gain that perhaps involves theft. Chapter 109, Pasuk 1. Nam netzeach leDavid mizmor Elohei silosi al techarash. For the conductor of Psalm of David, "O God of my praise, be not silent." In the present Psalm, King David once again speaks harshly about the wicked who have risen against him due to no offense on his part. "O God of my praise, you whom I praise constantly for all the good that you do and will do for me, be not silent. It is not fitting that you should not defend me and avenge my vengeance. For it is revealed and known before you that I will not be ungrateful. I will thank you forever." He said this when fleeing from Shaul, for there were those among the people of Israel who maligned him before Shaul. "Hashem of my praise, unlike others who glory in their wickedness, I praise myself in you. I call out to you, be not silent at what the wicked do to me. Be not silent, do not fail to make them pay for my humiliation. Hashem of my praise, I praise you, but not merely from the prompting of my heart. I am inspired by your Holy Spirit." The previous psalm spoke of David's humiliation at the hand of his enemies. He asked Hashem to save him and to exact vengeance upon them. The present psalm speaks of David's greatness after Hashem raised him from the dunghill.
and the stone which the builders despised became the chief cornerstone. Some explain that this psalm refers to the beginning of David's reign, when the Plishtim came in pursuit of David, but Hashem promised to deliver them into his hands, as found in Shmuel Beis. The Torah said earlier that any time the Jewish people are in trouble, their eyes are lifted up only to Hashem. Here the singer adds that those who are oppressed and afflicted by the wicked likewise raise their eyes only to Hashem. David did not compose the present psalm solely about himself. He speaks in the name of each and every Jew who complains and laments against the harsh burden of his troubles and against our exiled existence among peoples who vilify us. O God of my praise, he cries out, I praise Hashem for everything that is happening to me, for I believe that it is for my good. The Medrash says, said Hashem, I have a long time held my peace. I have been still and refrained myself. Now I will cry out like a woman in pangs of giving birth. The pasuk that is found in Sefer Yeshayahu. During the first exiles, Hashem conducted himself with constraint, as it were, but in this final exile, I cry out like a woman in pangs of labor. The closer the moment of birth approaches, the more the cries of the woman giving birth are intensified. The Medrash says further, it says in the Torah, you will fear Hashem your God, him you will serve, and to him will you hold fast. Pasuk found the Chumash Devarim. If you have so done, he is your praise and he is your God. There is no praise for Israel except the Holy One, and there is no praise for the Holy One except Israel. As it says in Yeshayahu, this people have I formed for myself, they will recount my praise. David said to the Holy One, Master of the world, you are my praise, yet you keep silent. O Hashem, of my praise, be not silent. As it says, you are my witnesses, says Hashem. And it says, will you restrain yourself at these things? O Hashem, of my praise, the Jewish people proclaim Hashem's praise in the world. Pasuk 2. Ki fi rasha ufi mirmo olai pasachu dibru iti lishon shoker. For the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of deceit have they opened against me. They have spoken to me with a lying tongue. King David depicts the perversity of his enemies. Unlike open enemies, they come at him not as enemies but as lovers. Thus he says, for the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of deceit have they opened against me. The mouth of the wicked is open enemies opened against me. They openly express their animosity. But they are those whose mouth of deceit have they opened against me. With their smooth words they would make me stumble as they prepare their ambush. The second category of enemies has spoken to me with a lying tongue. A lying tongue means those who vow love with their mouths, but their hearts are not at one with their tongues. Aware that deceit is an abomination in the sight of Hashem, David therefore appeals to Hashem to save him from those enemies. As it says, one speaks peacefully to his neighbor with his mouth, but in his heart lies in wait for him. Shall I not punish them for these things? Says Hashem, shall not my soul be avenged on such a people as this, a pasuk that's found in Psukim Yirmiyahu. There's different Psukim brought down there. Our sages relate this pasuk to those who destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, the Holy Temple. They opened the gate, entered into the Holy of Holies, and asked, where is their God? Let him come and wage war against us. As it says, and they will say, where are their gods? Let them rise up and help you. Psukim there found the Chumash Devarim. On the one hand, it seemed that they were but fulfilling a commandment of Hashem to destroy the temple. But when upon entering the temple, they declared, where are their gods? They were also saying, our hand is high, and Hashem has not done all this. Some explained the present Psukim by means of a parable. Someone insulted a servant of the king, who responded by saying, how dare you insult me? I'm a servant of the king. He then extolled the king, but the more he extolled the king, the more the other kept vilifying him. When later the servant came before the king and recounted what happened, the man was punished. Similarly, when those who destroyed the holy temple, the Beis HaMikdash, were reminded that the Beis HaMikdash was consecrated to the living God, they intensified their evil doing. As it says, all the evil done by the enemy in the sanctuary. Accordingly, the singular complaints, O Hashem of my praise, be not silent, for the more I extolled your praises, so the more the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceit have they opened against me. They have spoken to me with a lying tongue. They have so encompassed me with words of hatred that they fought against me without a cause. Although I am all prayer for their good, they have impressed upon me evil for good. And in return for my love of you, they have hated me. It is thus fitting that you repay them in kind. Pasuk 3. V'divrei sinor svavuni v'yilachamuni chinam. They encompassed me with words of hatred and fought against me without a cause. Now the singer describes the banality of his open enemies. They encompassed me with words of hatred and fought against me without a cause. Another interpretation says, at first they attempt to speak to me words of wickedness and deceit, declaring, come with us and worship other gods. But when they are unsuccessful, they spread words of hatred all around me. They say that everyone hates me. At every opportunity they wage war against me without a cause. They fight against me even without profit to themselves. Similarly, it says in the case of Sisera, in Sefer Shoftim, the kings came and fought. They took no gain of silver. Pasuk 4. Tachas ha'avasi yistununi v'anisfilo. In return for my love, they have hated me and I'm all prayer. When they fought against me, not only was it without cause, but I had even brought them many benefits. Yet, in return for my love, they have hated me. Similarly, David says elsewhere, they repay me evil for good. When they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I have no strength to fight against them, so I am all prayer. I beseech you to help me. Another interpretation says, even as they hate me, I pray for them. The Medrash expounds, Esau bequeaths his hatred to his descendants, and they wage war against us without a cause. Thus we find that Moshe dispatched envoys to the king of Edom, declaring, thus says your brother Israel, a pasuk that is found in Chumash Bamidbar. But the other replied, you will not pass by me, lest I come out against you with the sword. Israel says, I am peace, but when they speak, they are for war. What is more, on the Yantiv of Sukkot, we sacrifice 70 offerings for the 70 nations, so they should love us. Instead, return for my love, they have hated me. I am all prayer. Shlomo HaMelech also prayed that the prayer of the stranger be heeded. As he said, as found in Melachim Aleph, do according to all that the stranger calls to you. So long as the people of Israel were on their own soil, the Beis HaMikdash, the Holy Temple, was a house of prayer for strangers. Pasuk is found in Sefer Yeshayahu. I am all prayer. To what can this be compared? Compare it to a rich man who has lost all his possessions and approaches his friend for a favor. If he comes well dressed, he is obliged to explain his request. It is otherwise if he comes dressed in rags like a pauper, and everything about him is a cry for help. Similarly, I am all prayer. All of me utters a prayer. Pasuk 5. Vayosimu olai ro'o tachas tova v'sino tachas avasi. But they have imposed upon me evil for good and hatred for my love. Although I benefited them, they have imposed upon me evil for good and hatred for my love. Instead of loving me as they should, they hate me. Pasuk Vav, Pasuk 6. Hafkeid olav rasha v'satan yamod al yamino. Set a wicked man over him, and let an adversary stand at his right hand. As their punishment, David asked that they should fall into the power of a wicked man. What is more, when this wicked man decides to kill them, let an adversary stand at his right hand. Let there be no one to speak favorably on their behalf. On the contrary, let a malicious adversary be at hand to condemn them. Similarly, the Torah says in Sefer Zechariah, the adversary is standing at his right hand to thwart him. Some say that the pasuk alludes to Doeg the Edomite. He stood at the head of the wicked who hated David. Just as they hate me, so I ask, set a wicked man over him and let an adversary stand at his right hand. Another possible interpretation says, let a man rise up against him to cause him troubles. As it says similarly, and Hashem aroused an adversary to Shlomo, Hadad the Edomite, as found in Sefer Melachim Aleph. And it also says in Divrei Hayomim Aleph, an adversary angel stood up against Israel. Then again, David explains what he meant by a mouth of deceit. About every good thing which I did for them, they say that I acted with an evil intent and out of hatred for them. They even say that I pray for them to die. Some interpret these verses as follows: although they encompass me with words of hatred, by openly maligning me, their malice surrounds me as an object is encircled from the outside, and even though they fought against me without a cause, all this I have borne. On the contrary, I even pray for them. But when they impose upon me evil for good, on the outside they favor me, but beneath they impart evil. They do so without cause, and impose hatred for my love. Then I pass beyond the constraint of patience, and can no longer keep silent. I then invoke upon them all the other curses as well. Pasuk 7. B'yishavto yeitze rosha u'sfilosu ti lechator. When he is judged, let him go forth condemned, and let his prayer be turned into sin. When the time comes for the one who hates me to be judged by his wicked overlord, the adversary will stand at his right hand. As a result, he will go forth condemned. If he should pray before you, let his prayer be turned into sin, chator, his loss and detriment. Similarly, the Torah says, everyone could sling stones at a hair and not miss, as found in Pasuk in Sefer Shoftim. When he is judged, when he stands in judgment together with me, let him go forth condemned. For he has wronged me and been violent. Let his prayer for my death, in contrast to my prayer for him to live, be turned into sin. Some say that David put these words into the mouth of his enemies. They said that Hashem set a wicked man over me to judge me, and an adversary to stand at my right hand to thwart me at my trial. I should be found guilty when judged. Therefore, let the prayer of my enemies before the judge be turned into sin and not be accepted. Our sages have adduced from here that the prosecutor, the Sutton, does not set forth his accusations except at a time of danger. Thus, it does not say here, let him go forth righteous. And David says elsewhere, enter not into judgment with your servant. Offhand, he should have asked to be exonerated in judgment. But it seems that for the most part, the prosecutor sets forth his accusations at the time of danger, and one cannot go forth exonerated. David asked, therefore, that there be no judgment. Notwithstanding that David would pray for the welfare of his enemies, here he cursed them. For this time they sought to harm his soul. As he goes on to say, this is what my adversaries seek to obtain from Hashem, and they all who speak evil against my soul. They seek to make me stray, and thus to transgress your will. They speak evil, not against my body, to harm me bodily, but against my soul. Possibly he prayed that their repentance not be accepted. Similarly, Moshe said, do not turn to their offspring. A pasuk is found in Chumash Bamidbar. Some explain that his entire prayer was directed against Doeg the Edomite. David says of Doeg and his accomplices, they encompassed me with words of hatred. He means that they were all assembled around Shaul in a conspiracy against him, as is found in Shmuel Aleph. Let his days be few, let another take his possessions. Set a wicked man over him at once, not in his old age, but when he's young. His days are few. Then let another take his possessions, let the tzaddik take over those years which he was still meant to live. Alternatively, the word pukudoso, his possessions, can be interpreted as referring to his servants, or to his wife, as it says, and you will visit your habitation and will lack nothing. A pasuk that's found in Eov. That is to say, after his death, his wife will marry another. With the interpretation that the scripture refers to Doeg the Edomite, who cut short the lives of the priest of Nob, as found in Shmuel Aleph, his own life will also be shortened. His possessions thus refers to his high position, for after he maligned the high priest Achimelech, in order to appear great in Saul's eyes, he was appointed as a minister. Let now this position be taken over by another. Pasuk 9. Let his children be fatherless and his wife a widow. David curses them to be deprived of all three principal blessings: children, life, and sustenance. Regarding life, he says, let his days be few. Regarding sustenance, he says, let another take his possessions. Until now, his money was in his possession, only for safekeeping. Regarding children, he says, let his children be fatherless and his wife a widow. Pasuk 10. V'noah yonu'u vanov v'she'elu v'dorshu mechor v'sehem. Let his children be vagabonds, wander and beg, and let them seek their bread out of their desolate places. The repeated expression v'noah yonu'u conveys they should be doubly vagabonds, forced to flee from both their enemies and their creditors. When people behold their desolate condition, they will seek out why they deserve such destruction. They will discover that their forefather was a man of wickedness, and they will then justify Hashem's judgment. Wonder, they will wander away and then wander back. At first they will be ashamed to beg for bread in their own city. So they will wander to some distant location where they are not known. Then, however, they will wander back to their homes and desolate places openly to beg for bread. Another interpretation says, after much wandering and a prolonged absence from their homes, they will face destruction. Out of their desolate places, they will then ask for help from others. If a man falls from his previous condition of wealth and position, and people are merciful to him on account of his beneficence towards them during his good times, his anguish is not so great. The anguish is worse when one is compelled to beg favors from those whom he wronged during the days of his well-being. Thus the singer says, let his children wander here and there, and let them seek to sustain themselves. But in the end, they will come to this, that they will seek their bread out of the same desolate places which they themselves had made desolate. In those very ruins, they will try to find protection, a cooling shade, and a livelihood. Pasuk 11. Yinakesh noshe lechol asher lo, yavozu zorim yigio. Let the creditor seize all that he has, and let strangers to spoil his labor. David explains how another will take his possessions and how he will lose his wealth in misfortune. Half of it will go to pay interest, and half of it will be despoiled by strangers. The creditor will make him lose all that he has by collecting on his loan. Rashi explains that the creditor will come after him eagerly to seize all that he has. The scripture says that he will be left with neither land nor movable property. The creditor will take the land against which he had a lien as collateral for his loan, and the movable property will be plundered by strangers. Others say when strangers despoil his possessions, what he owes to the creditor will remain an unpaid loan. At times the person owes a great deal of money. Fearful that the creditor will come take away all of his possessions, he makes out a predated loan certificate and hands it to another person, the stranger. Thereby he salvages his possessions, since the other person has a prior claim on these possessions. But then the stranger betrays his trust and refuses to return what the debtor placed in his possession for the purpose of salvaging it from the creditor. He thus remains shorn of his possessions on both sides. That is what David says here, that the creditor seize all that he has. At first the creditor knocks on the door demanding payment. The debtor stows his possessions away by strangers. Then, however, the strangers despoil his labor that he expended in entrusting them with his possessions. Pasuk 12. Al yihi lo Moshe chased al yihi chone nisombo. Let there be none to extend kindness to him, neither let there be any to favor with grace his fatherless children. Having said that his children should beg for bread, the singer says, let there be none to extend kindness to him, nor should his fatherless children find anyone to favor them with grace and show them compassion. Pasuk 13. Yihi achariso lahachris bedor acher yimach shemom. Let his posterity be cut off, and the generation following, let their name be blotted out. let his posterity, his son, be cut off. Similarly, it says, and I will slay their remnant with the sword. A pasuk that's found in Amos. As a result, in the generation following, the third generation, their name, the names of both father and son, will be blotted out. The evildoer perpetuates evil deeds in order to make a name for himself. His ambition is to perpetuate greater evil than anyone before him. For this very reason, the evil deeds of the wicked should not be recorded, lest his posterity be cut off. It is different regarding the righteous, who will leave a remembrance of good deeds as their legacy. Thus the Torah says, the labor of the righteous brings life, the gain of the wicked leads to sin, a pasuk that is found in Sefer Mishlei. Accordingly, Bilam pleaded, let me die the death of the righteous, and let my end posterity be like him. David pleads here for the wicked to be cut off in such a way that in the following generation let their name be blotted out. Pasuk 14. Yizocher Avon Avosov El Hashem Bechataz Imo Akimach. Let the iniquity of his fathers be remembered by Hashem, and let not the sin of his mother be blotted out. David asks further, let the iniquity of his fathers be remembered by Hashem, as it says, for I, Hashem, your God, punished the iniquity of the fathers upon their children, a pasuk that is found in Chumash Shemos. The Medrash relates this pasuk to Esav. Let the iniquity of his fathers, that is Esav, be remembered by Hashem, for he reduced Avram's lifespan by 5 years. Avram died 5 years too soon in order to be spared seeing Esav's depravity. Let not the sin of his mother be blotted out refers to the teaching that Esav caused the day of his mother's burial to be concealed from others, lest they curse her for bearing a son such as himself. Pasuk 15. Yiyu neged Hashem tamid v'yachreis me'eretz zichron. Let them be before Hashem continually, that he may cut off their memory from the earth. The singer asks, moreover, let them his iniquities be before Hashem continually, that he may cut off their memory from the earth. This includes a plea that the blood of the killed be always inscribed upon the robes of Hashem, so that he would exact vengeance on their behalf. The Zohar says that someone is in charge of the souls of all Jews killed by Gentiles. He elevates them to the vicinity of the king, and there they are inscribed for the day of vengeance and repayment. Pasuk 16. Yan ashilu zohar asos chosed vayirdov ish ani ve'evyon v'nich e levav lemoses. Because he did not remember to do kindness, but persecuted the poor and the needy man and the broken heart, he was ready to slay. Pasuk 17. Vayehav kololo v'tvoehu v'lo chofetz v'vrocho v'tirchak mimenu. Yes, he loved cursing, and it came upon him, and he did not delight in blessing, and it is far from him. David HaMelech, King David, explains why he asked for curses to strike the man of wickedness, because he did not remember to do kindness. Not even once did he perform a kindness, hence the singular word of chesed, but persecuted the poor and the needy man, and the broken in heart he was ready to slay. Let him therefore be cursed in like measure, for Hashem seeks the pursued. Pasuk that's found in Sefer Kehelis. Especially when an evildoer persecutes a righteous man, his wickedness was an illness with him, for he would see a heartbroken man and desire to slay him. This is opposite to the attribute of divine conduct, for Hashem revives the heart. Although he knew that in the end wickedness brings a curse upon the perpetrators of evil, he loved cursing and he did not delight in blessing. Consequently, the curse came upon him, and the blessing is far from him. There are two kinds of evildoers. One acts wickedly in the pursuit of profit. Once he has attained it, however, he will use it for doing good. Another acts wickedly out of wickedness. He will always continue to perpetuate evil and never do good. They also differ in another way. The first man will deal with the rich in order to rob them, for he is concerned with profits. But the second man will only persecute the poor, as thereby he multiplies his wickedness. That is what the singer says here. However, first he brings proof that it is characteristic of the evildoer to do evil unconcerned that this may bring him no benefit. Thus he says, because he did not remember to do kindness, but all his deeds were constantly for evil, but persecuted the poor and needy man by persecuting only the poor and needy, he made it clear that his evil doing was due solely to the fact that he loved cursing. Hence it says, he clothed himself with cursing as with his measure, perpetuating evil was an aspect of his character. Pasuk 18. Vayilbash kololo kamado v'tovu chamayim v'kilbor v'chashemen v'asmosom. He clothed himself with cursing as with his garment measure, and it came into his innards like water, and like oil into his bones. Having said he loved cursing, and it came upon him, the singer explains that the curse came upon him from both outside and inside. From outside he clothed himself with cursing as with his garment. The curse attacked his whole body just as a long garment envelopes the entire body. From inside it came into his innards like water, and like oil into his bones. The curse entered into him like water entering the body, and also like oil entering the bones. Pasuk 19. Tehi lo keveged yate lumezach tomid yachkereha. Let it be to him like the cloak that he puts around him, and like the belt that always girds him. Having said, he clothed himself with cursing as with his measure, the singer goes on to declare that a curse be to him like the cloak that he puts around him. It should envelope him always. Let it be like the belt that always girds him, rather than like something he wears only on occasion. The singer asks that a curse which the wicked man placed upon him be placed upon the wicked man in like measure. Besides the external effect of the curse, let it also afflict him within. Let it come into his innards like water, and like oil be absorbed into his bones. He clothed himself with cursing as with his garment. He wore his wickedness and evil doing like an ornament, like a man wearing a uniform. Thus when Hashem wanted to give the Torah to the wicked descendants of Esau, they asked what it said. Informed that it says, "Do not murder," they responded, "But the blessing Esau received was, 'Upon your sword you shall live.'" Similarly, Ammon and Moab refused to accept the commandment, "Do not commit adultery." David prayed that the curse be to him like a cloak that he puts around him, and like the belt that always girds him. It should never be removed from him. Like the belt that always girds him, the Jewish people recite the benediction, "He girds Israel with power to vanquish the physical inclination." For as our sages teach, who is mighty? One who vanquishes his inclination. But these extol their power for perpetuating evil. As it says, "Woe to them that are mighty to drink wine," a pasuk found in the Sefer Yeshayahu. The same allusion is conveyed here, by like the belt, it always girds him with strength for doing evil. Pasuk Chof, pasuk 20. Zos pu'ulas sotnai me'is Hashem be'adovim ro al nafshi. This is what my adversaries seek to obtain from Hashem, and they who speak evil against my soul. This is the deed that reaches out from Hashem against my enemies who hate me, and against those who speak evil against my soul. This will be their payment for what they did to me, corresponding to, in return for my love, they have hated me. David says here, this is what my adversaries seek, corresponding to, they encompass me with words of hatred. He says, they who speak evil against my soul, not only the evildoers will be afflicted, but they also will be punished who speak evil against my soul. Pasuk 21. V'yato Hashem Adonoi asei iti leman shemechom ki tov chastucho hatzileni. But you, O Hashem, the Lord, deal with me for the sake of your name, because your loving kindness is good, save me. The curse that you will place upon the wicked is in accordance with their sin, but do not apply the same rule of judgment to me. But you, O Hashem, the Lord, deal with me for the sake of your name. Let the good that you bestow upon me not be in accordance with my merits, but for the sake of your name. Save me because your loving kindness is good. Because your loving kindness is good to everyone, save me for your sake, not for mine. Having cursed the wicked, David begs for mercy that he should not perish with them, for he has not the strength to withstand them. He gives five reasons why he has asked Hashem to save him. For one, you are the Lord, and there is no one else for me to turn to for deliverance. Second, Save me for the sake of your name. It should not be profaned. Another reason is that your loving kindness is good. Save me because I acknowledge your goodness to me and I am not ungrateful. Fourthly, for I am poor and needy, and you are compassionate towards the poor and needy. Fifth, my heart, my physical nature is emptied within me. Pasuk 22.